Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Brett's new pedal,
Sam,
right?
Sam, no.
Yes, Frodo.
I have to go on. I can't go on.
Frodo, what? You can or you can't go on?
I have to go on, but I can't.
You have to go on, but you can't.
Sam.
Frodo.
I've forgotten the way the grass feels in the Shire. I've forgotten the sound of the trees. I've forgotten everything.
Do you need me to remind you of all the things, Frodo?
Yes, Sam.
Wait, are you sick?
I'm just weak, Sam.
Why?
Because we're on the side of this mountain, and I've been
carrying
this ring.
Oh, the lava hill. Oh, right. Yeah, you're not doing good.
And it's cutting into my... And I have that wound in my shoulder that'll never heal.
Oh, right. Yeah, just give it to me.
You can't carry the ring, Sam.
Well, just for the last bit.
No, you can't carry the ring, Sam.
Just give it to me,
Sam,
for a little bit.
I won't let it corrupt you. You're pure and good.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
You can't carry the ring, Sam.
It seems like it's not doing good on you, though.
And then you say, Sam.
I say, I'll carry you.
Yeah.
I'll carry you, though.
Yeah, that's sort of the big part.
Okay, I'll carry you, though.
I may not be able to carry the ring, Mr. Frodo.
Is that what you want
but
me
I
to
can
say?
Yeah, that's what
okay.
I was trying.
I may not be able to carry the ring, Mr. Frodo, but I can carry you. Or you can give me the ring and I'll carry
you. No, I can't give you the
you
ring,
can't
Sam.
Give me the ring.
It'll corrupt you.
I'll carry you then. Okay, so trees sort of make like a whoosh sound.
Oh, yes.
And grass, it feels squishy between your toes.
Squishy, right.
But like a dry squish.
A dry squish.
A dry and natural squish. Okay, we're there. Just toss that bad boy in there now.
The Shire. The Shire.
And he just throw it in.
I can't remember the Shire.
Well, we can go there. We can go there, Frodo. Just throw the ring in the thing real quick.
Well, all right, let me think about it. Can I throw this ring away now that I am in Mount
I think just go throw the ring right now.
But it has made my heart its room. And I don't want to throw the ring in. I want to hold it near. And I don't want to throw the ring in. My precious darling dear, I don't want to throw
seems like it's really down a number on you.
Yes.
So I feel like the not wanting to throw the ring away.
Yes.
Is the ring talking through you?
Just give it to us.
Oh, no, Smeagol.
We'll throw the ring away. We love to throw away that ring. Nothing bad will happen if you give the ring to us. Give it.
He's biting off my finger.
And there will jump on no slipping and falling.
Sam, Gandalf was right. It was mercy to keep Smeagol alive. Now he bit off my finger, so I didn't have to pry.
Very badly burned.
And he will die with the power of the ring.
Ah.
What a fucked up thing.
Let's get you home, Mr. Frodo. We can think about how fucked up.
Okay, yeah, you carry me. Let's get on this big eagle.
Oh, yeah, where were you? We needed you.
You were not sooner. Welcome to Off Book, the Impressed Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
Lord of the Rings musical fan cast. We got Scott Passarella, one true king of pianists.
We got Brett Morris, the dwarfish prince.
We've got Dana Wickens of the Ents on the stuffings. We've got you, dear listener. And Brett's got a new pedal.
Brett, can you use that pedal to play a dwarf resonating riff? You know where they resonate the stone?
Yeah, basically you play a big chord and then over it you do a melody. That's what that pedal does, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's the dwarf resonating pedal.
It's the resonating riff.
And then I don't know what the resonating riff is.
You just played it.
It's whatever you want to bring out the stone, to bring out
And that's the sound of now is knowing where the mithril is.
Mithril.
The mithril.
The mithril.
Listen, are we watching Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power? Yes,
yes
we are.
Thank you for asking.
I love it. Have
it's
we
really
about,
good. I love it.
Have we talked about it on this podcast before?
I don't think so. Maybe guess what? Here we are. Ding,
we're about
ding.
To. Okay, you were talking about a frustrating thing that I think is true, which is that the House of the Dragon and Rings of Power are out at the same time.
Yes.
Because it feels like if you're...
I don't like the competition. It feels like my parents are fighting.
Why do we... Like, if you're a fantasy nerd, like, it's bad for both of you to be releasing these shows at the same time.
Yes.
Because I'm going to, like, stay in one lane for the...
And it's a lot of long blonde hair.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of long blonde hair. What is this? Sweden?
What is this? Some sort of Nordic country? Lots of long blonde hair.
Someone sent me an article about why, like Aragorn. Yeah, first of all, I don't mean to brag.
Smart
people
friends.
Be sending me articles. Someone sent me an article that I skimmed that about how that like long tied back hair that Aragorn has. That Matt has, what's his last name in House of the Dragon?
Matt Smith.
Oh,
has,
yeah.
That like the king of, that Boromir had, like that they all have.
They always, it's always subtly tied back.
How it be like that, it's in The Witcher. It is like the men's go-to fantasy hairstyle. And the reason they did it is because in fight scenes, men with long hair look like shit if they're spinning around. Like
totally.
The hair just looks bad if
it's
you
in
don't
a half pony.
If you don't tie it
it's
down.
A half pony.
You gotta
it's
have the high back half pony.
You got to.
But it's for like it's for fight scenes. It's
I used
like,
to like when I played football in high school. Everyone,
hold nice for applause.
Oh, Brett played football in high school. Football, football man.
Brett played football in high school.
Great job, Brett.
Great job, Brett.
For the first year, I did have longish hair.
Yes, we love it.
Middle parted,
of course. Middle parted, the full like style. But
middle part, long hair, very Gen Z.
Somebody did warn me about it. Like, yo, you're not gonna want that. Like when you're playing football, I was like, yeah, whatever, whatever, dude. But like the first tackle, it's just completely in my face. Like from the first second.
Right.
That's the time that you need fantasy hair.
Exactly.
Brett, what's the rule? Can I grab your hair like legally?
How
like
would you
walk, know? Like pinchers walking
through
like
a face
definitely
mask?
Not.
No. Like if it's hanging out the back a little.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It wasn't that long.
Because I know you can't grab the uniform.
Right. A lot of football players have long hair now.
Yeah.
But yeah, they tie it back.
I always think, look at all that.
Look at all that hair.
Oh, it's
all that hair under that helmet. That's a lot of hair to have helmet hair.
I don't know why I always feel like it'll somehow hold them back a little bit, like the weight or something.
Like, and also just like so squishy on your head.
Yeah.
You know?
Like somehow aerodynamic.
If I'm a football player, I don't mind a little extra squish in that helmet.
That's true. A little extra squish. That's true. I think I've told this story before that one time in soccer, I did pull a girl down by her ponytail.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, it was bad.
In your defense, she was saying wild stuff.
Was she mean?
No.
Was she mean?
About alternate histories?
Nope, there was no defense. I just was like, she's getting away on a breakaway. I was like 8. And I was like chasing her down and she had a luxurious pony and I just like sort of without thinking grabbed it and pulled her like really pulled her down. And also I was on the wing closer to her side, like their parents, you know. And I just immediately was like, sorry, like stopped and like helped the girl up and was just like, sorry. But it is sort of like I did, in fact, pull a girl down by her.
You had a moment where your instincts were to use the tools that were in front of you.
Yes.
And the tool was a glaring weakness of a giant, basically handle with which to put this person to the ground.
Yeah. The aggro side came out.
This is maybe it's not similar. It's very rare that I've ever inflicted like violence, but similarly, there was a girl on the bus.
Girl on the bus was sitting round.
She was sitting behind me on the bus and she stole my drumsticks like out of my backpack. And I was like,
fucked around and found out.
Yeah. I was like, hey, give those back to me. And she was of course like whacking them like on the bus. Like she was like gonna break them. And I was like, please give them back. I was like being like really calm, but also like, please give them back. And I like felt rage like boiling inside of me. And again, so I was in front of her. She's behind me. And I had been turned around. So I'm like looking at her, like giving back and back. And the rage boiled up. And I can't even say I like slapped her. It was like, I hit her in the face. I just was like, God, I just like whacked her in.
For the viewers and listeners, it's a hand coming down at like a 45 degree. It's definitely somewhere between a slap and a karate.
Yeah. It wasn't like, there was no wrist.
Also keep in mind, Dana was about 2 feet tall.
I was absolutely like 40 pounds.
Make sure you picture 2 feet, 40 pounds. Yes.
So she's had to climb up onto the back of this bus seat to reach the person behind her. Crouched inches. Like a small monkey.
So small. And her face was like so shook. And then she just silently gave him back to me. And like, that was it. But I warned her.
Sometimes violence is the answer.
Honestly,
I don't like to talk about it.
I mean, sometimes you can't fight the fact that like your body will react. I had
people
a time.
People have been asking why Dana's on the cajon.
The sticks are broken on a school bus somewhere. I had a time where my friend, like we were walking in New York. I was an adult, but he like did just like a playful rah behind me, like, but snuck up behind me on the street and like grabbed my shoulders. And without thinking, I like threw a strong elbow to his stomach. Cause I was like, I'm walking on the street and someone has put hands on me.
Fuck off.
He wasn't like mad, but he was shocked. Like, you elbowed me. And I was like, I don't know what to say.
Being a woman is like everyone.
What is this?
I love it. Scott, help me find where the one is.
I'm sitting here and just everyone's giving me these blank faces.
I love this jam. Keep it up. I just don't.
3, 4, and.
Wow, that's not where I thought it was.
Yep.
Bye. Got it. Okay. Don't be testing my instincts like an animal caged. If you sneak up on me in the middle of a street, you're gonna experience my animal rage.
Ooh, we're all just mammals, the goo that came from the sea.
classical theater, watching Shakespeare on the stage. And you're behind me and you're poking me in the back while I'm looking at the pages of the program that I'm trying to read to enjoy the show, cause that's what I am about. And if you think you that will ruin this experience for me, why don't you fuck around and find out? That's what the sickness is talking about when people get up, get down with the sickness. Ooh, that's, yeah. That's finding.
Wow, Brett played football. Remember that?
Wow. Did we find the one, Scott?
No.
I feel like I think we changed your one.
Mm. It
was a mutable one.
Yeah.
You know, what?
Call that a jam.
I was listening to a song that I'm almost certain was in 7/4 time. But like the 3 and the 4 were not always, it was always 7/4, but sometimes it was the 4 before the 3, sometimes it was the 3 before 4.
I've come to a conclusion about most rock musicians. They're not counting to 7, they're not counting to 9, they're counting to 4 and then doing 1.
Then doing, yeah.
Then adding 1.
But that'd be 5, right?
Yeah, or like 3 or whatever.
They're on just, the second measure.
Yeah, one, this was three, I want to say.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2.
What?
Yeah, that's
math
what most
rock.
Of it's like.
Oh my God. Yeah. This was either Scottish or Irish like folk music. It was great. And the weird, like normally when I hear something in a time signature like that, it bumps me. This one, like it really felt right. Like listening to it, you'd
be
like,
yeah. Are you talking about the little like,
but it wasn't that.
That's not even wrong. Okay. Yeah.
It was a melody that truly repeated over 7. Mm-hmm. And it was just like either 4/3. It was either 4/4/3/4 or 3/4/4. Look, this is not interesting. The one. The fact is,
it'll be much more interesting to hear you sing a song in 7/4, Zach. So,
yeah, okay.
He doesn't look happy.
Sure. Yeah, no.
Submit it to threatening music notations, musical notations on Twitter.
Yeah.
The best account. They have like threatening things. I love that account.
Yeah, I don't know that
Shout
I can
out.
Just sing a song in 7/4. Like,
oh, sing play. The song in 7/4. How many more do I need?
Can you do sing it? Can we do an entire song in 6/8 about singing in 7/4?
Oh my God. Oh, sing a song in 7/4. Here I go, but once before I sing a song in 7/4. Here is one in 6/8. Sing a song in 7/4. 1, 2, 3, Truly two people enjoyed that.
I mean, I was one of them.
Oh, what are you playing? Play it. Play it.
Oh, I was just
play it.
Decorating that song.
Just
yeah,
play
but
it
do that
after
though.
It was done.
Just play
yeah,
it.
But do that. Okay. Desert in the wake of a camel, if there's a way, however small,
find a path and meet it, though the path might be a stream, and you walk through river waters, blessing your footsteps till they're clean. Any road is better than off-road. And walk the road right back.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Brett, that was like a pretty song, so fix the parts where I was whack. Brett, fix that part.
Hella whack was definitely a phrase I used like in high school.
NorCal days.
Hella whack.
Hella whack.
Hello.
We talked about that, how like hella was not, that was not our side.
It wasn't even in Central California, really. No. I didn't experience it till college.
No,
Where it was, where it was further south, but from people who were from the north.
Right. Yeah, when I got
the Northern California.
The north.
Say this for the pod. Are we back?
We're back.
Great. Yeah, this has all been happening.
When I left the north, there was a, like, the
north,
the blowback
hella
from hella was rough.
Jon Snow in the north.
Jon Snow.
I don't want
it's
it.
It's too hella cold with
it's
these
hella cold.
It's so hella cold.
Snow.
I don't know.
To me, ghost.
I don't
it's
know.
Too hella. Ghost.
Ghost.
It's my hella cool tire wolf. Ghost.
A ghost. I don't know if I can go on not saying hella, but they're making fun of me, ghost.
Look, are we watching House of the Dragon? Yes,
yes we
are.
Yes. There's no Jon Snow in that, but.
There's no Jon Snow. He's not alive yet.
There's no Jon Snow in the House of the Dragon, so don't go looking for it.
He's
and there's no
a sperm.
And there's no
he's a little egg
even.
Somewhere.
I don't think he's a sperm
he's
or
not
no,
a
he's
sperm.
Not.
He's definitely an
there's
egg.
He's neither of those.
He all eggs have egg. Existed for all eggs.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that women are sort of quantum beings that have all existed for all time.
The eggs of all time.
Eggs, 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 eggs,
eggs, eggs, eggs, eggs, eggs, eggs, eggs.
Team eggs.
We got eggs and eggs and eggs and eggs and eggs. Every little egg is a Russian doll.
Which is crazy when you think about it.
It is crazy.
It's so
eggs
insane.
Are crazy.
Yeah, I think we all agree.
Yeah.
Eggs are crazy.
And they're hella good.
I heard a really...
You can have an omelet or even a frittata. All of your eggs have always been in your mama. Okay,
it's
that's
a crazy
the
song
end.
To come from you, person famously doesn't love eating most kinds of eggs.
Don't like eggs, really.
But you can appreciate the wonder and marvel of eggs.
Of course.
I love a weird egg. Like anytime when there's like a video of being like, so I have chickens and then this weird egg came and then it's like a giant egg compared to like the other eggs.
Right.
And they crack open that egg and then there's another egg inside of the egg. That's like my favorite thing. And there's an egg inside of another egg.
Once eggs get too big, they're too big to eat for me. There's a weird factor with like.
Oh, yeah.
Too big.
I definitely saw somebody on like TikTok or something that they got an ostrich egg and they had to use like a fucking nail and like a hammer and a nail to crack the thing. And then of course they put, it's like one giant yolk and then they scrambled and they ate it. Scared me.
Guess what? I'm an ostrich. I got long, long legs, and I also got impenetrable eggs. Try to break inside these eggs, no ifs, ands, or buts. It's less of an egg, more of a coconut. You try to crack this egg, but you can't. You try to crack this egg, but you can't. You'd need the concussive force of an elephant. You try to crack this egg, but you can't.
Little bit of crack, crack, crack. Ooh, well, I say ha, 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 ha,
your head when you see my big ass yo.
It's too big. It's too big to eat.
Too big.
I said the egg's too big. It's too big to eat. I said the egg's too big. Too big to eat. Cause we got long legs
and we got hard eggs.
Eggs.
I guess the best way around it would just be to have, like, if I was like, hey everyone, you stayed over the night and here I'm making breakfast. That's the scenario where I'm making
Thank
breakfast.
Thank you for saying that.
And I just bring out a big like platter of scrambled eggs and then you dig in and I go, hey, guess what, everybody? That was one ostrich
and
egg.
And now I throw up Whoa. And I'm furious. I start digging through the floor because I'm trying to get out of
you
the-
You dig through the floor. Digging, you pull up floorboards and you're trying like, to get, ouch, ouch, ouch.
I'm trying to get out
nails.
Of there, but I don't trust the doors anymore.
Right.
Because
it could
the
all
floor.
Be tricks and now you're like pulling
I don't
my
trust
floor.
Anything. The
and
eggs.
Then you're under my house, and I'm like, come out from under my house. And
but
you're
then,
like, I
and
live
then
here
I was,
now.
A, I was let's say, I lived here the whole. I was a snake the whole time,
right?
And that's why I threw up when I ate that egg so bad.
Right?
Because snakes don't eat eggs,
right?
And I'm slithering under your floor.
And then I go, wait a second. I thought that we had a gas leak, but actually, the snake has been here the whole time, going. And so I said, gas me, and you actually can leave.
And
because there's been
I,
a gas man at my door this whole time.
And then I did leave, but on the way out, I do turn the gas on.
What?
And
as the snake?
Yeah, but I put my mouth on it and I fill up like a big balloon. Cartoon.
Yes, and then like, it's like helium, and then you're like floating in the sky like a snake balloon, and your voice is high. And then I go, I like, and then you're like up in the sky, and
then
I like
a big burp or fart, and
both because you're a snake, and then you go like down like a little whizzy worm, and then I turn to like the other three of you guys because you guys are here the whole time, and I go, okay, did you want eggs? That's. Yeah.
And that's what happens.
That's what happens. Yeah.
That just happened. That's what I say.
We used to
record that. Put on your Brett soundboard, ladies and gentlemen.
And that just happened. Da, 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 da,
da. Thank you for being a Brett.
Okay, oh boy, we need. Ready? Let's record that for real. Ready, everybody?
Thank you for being a Brett.
You have perfect pitch. Don't spread lies about me.
Come on, Scott.
Yeah, see? I knew you would get that.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for being a Brett. Travel back and Brett, back and Brett. He's a Brett, he's you. He's a Brett, and he played football.
football Brett.
Okay, now at the same time, try to sing the Babysitter's Club song.
One, two, three.
Say
I
hello
am
to
a babysitter and I have a club. I have no idea what that song is.
It was like, say hello, say hello to your friends, babysitter, or something like that.
Babysitter's Club or something like that. Right?
Yeah. But say hello to, I think was like,
say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to
my little friend.
Babysitter's Club, strong bad.
Dana watches Gilmore Girls all the time, and I feel like the intro song is always confuses me with the Golden Girls song.
And it's Carole King and John Cold.
I feel like we're in a moment where all new theme songs for shows like very rarely have lyrics in them.
On the next train,
sure, yeah.
Where you lead,
okay.
I will follow anywhere that you tell me to.
In case you're just tuning in. I'm wondering, is this what they normally do on this podcast? Where they go to a very specific rabbit hole of just singing theme songs of shows they know for a while? And the answer is yes. Welcome for the
Room. Really good. We don't have a lot of lyrical theme songs anymore.
Not anymore. It's all just like, mm-hmm. bah, 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 bah. It's not
show.
That.
Yeah,
it's like, not that song. That's the final countdown.
But, actually, I really thought that they were going to drop like a new theme song for House of Dragon, and they did not.
Well,
House of the Dragon,
they kind of did, but it has the theme of Game of Thrones inside it.
Yeah.
It is a different song.
And then there's blood that comes out of rocks.
Nice. I was just doing the Breaking Bad theme song.
Oh, yeah.
With my Coke Zero can.
That, your slide.
Brett is sliding a Coke Zero can down the neck of his guitar.
I just remember it's like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's one slide guitar.
Like something like that.
You know what? Yeah. Succession really slaps.
Oh my God.
That song so does have words now.
I have to shout
Demi
out.
Did you eBay?
Yeah, I have to shout out Kevin T. Porter, who basically, when we were working together, before like any meeting, he would play. Basically, he played the Succession theme song for me. He played it for my birthday. He played it for like before any Zoom call. So sweet. You know, he's good at
very
it.
Very sweet. Oh, like
it's hard to play on the
piano. He plays it on piano. Oh, he's a fabulous piano player.
That's
so
great.
Good. Yeah.
Do you know it?
No.
I tried to learn it once because it's deceptively simple, or it sounds like it's a kind of simple composition, but it's not at all. It's like very classical.
It's very classical.
It's very classical.
The thing about the classics is they're classical.
Yeah.
Okay. But also, what else, guys? What else? Do you have spooky plans?
Ooh, I'm planning costumes right now because I do love to build a costume every year. I don't know. Maybe I can like workshop it with you guys.
Yeah, let's hear it. I need costume ideas as well.
Okay, my first idea is I want to be Meta Mark Zuckerberg.
Great.
So I'm gonna like build his weird like face, his weird head, because you know his face looks like fucking real weird. I did also have a real like, I don't know, Brett didn't like it, but I wanted to be a Beanie Baby, and then Wally could be a teeny beanie, and then like I asked Brett if he wanted to be a Beanie Baby, he said no. I don't want to be a Beanie Baby. But then I don't want to be a Beanie Baby.
I'm a man.
I play football. I can't be Beanie Baby.
I'm not a girl.
I did not say that. I'm fully at the mercy of this story right now.
I did suggest like a 90s toy type for theme, sure. And you could be like Stretch Armstrong or something. I could build that.
That would be cool.
My arms are.
You don't even need to build anything for that.
Yeah, already ripped.
Just me and my big stretching arms.
Yeah, already, no problem.
Already ripped a weird neutral
stretched
man.
Ass arm.
My arms already stretched real good.
That's basically it. I feel like there was a part of me, no spoilers, that wanted to do Barbarian. But I feel like that'd be extremely difficult and really like gross. And I don't know if I want to commit to like a gross costume.
I can't be gross.
I've done a lot of bloody costumes in the past, and it's just like your car gets like corn syrup all over it, basically.
Yeah, that's not for me. I'm going to a wedding that's after party as a Halloween party.
That's okay. So fun.
Yeah, and I didn't realize we got a text like 4 days ago that was like, this will be costumed. And oh. I was like,
what is it like? Is there a genre of Halloween or is it just like Halloween?
Halloween. And like also there's a request that the wedding attire is like fun prints and patterns. And then I'm like, okay, so.
Wait.
Two tasks.
There is a man. So like there is wedding attire.
Yes.
That is costumed or no?
Not costumed, but has an aesthetic.
There is a mandatory costume change at this wedding to go to the after party.
Yes. Wow. Now there's like buses back to the hotel. So I think that like. They want everyone to have two outfits.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Now, when it's your wedding, you can do whatever you want.
Yep.
It's your day.
It's obviously just a request, but like, you know, you want to be appropriate to the situation.
Sure.
I don't want to show up and not be in a costume.
So, obviously, the answer here is what costume is also wedding attire. And is the answer tuxedo mask
Slender
from Sailor
Man.
Moon? Not Slender Man, Bray.
He wears a suit.
I thought it would be funny if I like just got like I got the invite list and I just was like, what if we all went to the after party dressed as brides and grooms?
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone is wearing big wedding dresses.
But only to the after party, so we don't upstage anything at the wedding, but then like you get to the after party and it's a sea of brides and grooms.
That's honestly so good. That's so funny.
I will say though, depending on where the after party is, Sarah Claspel, who was on this podcast, got married shortly after that. At the after party for her wedding, it was like Saturday night at some bar in Los Angeles, and I was just parking in the parking lot, and I hear this like roar go up in the bar, and that was just Sarah walking into the bar in a wedding dress.
Oh, hell yeah.
So like sometimes there is thunder post-wedding
at
a venue.
Is the bride and groom, are they going to be in costume also?
I think so.
Okay, cool. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So then it wouldn't matter because you wouldn't be taking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're dressed as like two butterflies and we're all brides and grooms.
I love that. That's very fun.
I was like, oh, and because it's a wedding, is it like cute to lean in and do a couple's costume? Because it's like...
Yeah, the answer is always
it's
yes.
Like, it's, you know, like, so... It's like, I don't know.
Be like
peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Being like.
I do think there's something to this idea of characters that are already in tuxedos and ball gowns.
Like the Riddler.
Like no, the Riddler.
He's in a tux.
He's in a tux and a ball gown.
Yeah.
I think
the Penguin is in a tux.
Yeah, like a
the
Riddler.
The Joker is in a tux.
Two-Face. That's another like suit, I
Every
think.
Every single villain in Batman is wearing a suit.
Yeah.
Every-
well, it's a very city-based story.
Sure. that's the one superhero story that takes place in a city.
It just feels the most
wear
like
suits.
It's in a city. Yeah. You know what
Are
I mean?
Are there any rural superheroes?
Yeah, Cornman.
Cornman.
Yeah, you guys all know the story of Cornman.
Cornman.
Yeah, yeah, let's. Yeah.
The Ballad of Cornman.
The Ballad.
Delicious.
I want you all to
was
say.
Was his sidekick just named Cow?
Captain Cow.
Oh, no, right, Captain.
Hello, Cornman.
Oh, hi, Captain Cow? Yeah. Captain Cow, did you play football?
Cornman and Captain Cow have a... the tone that they speak with each other is as if they're enemies, but they're not.
Or if you're on Seinfeld and Cornman is...
Oh, hello, Cornman.
Cornman.
Weirdly, have not seen a lot of... I mean, famously, I haven't seen a lot of TV in general, but I've not seen a ton of Seinfeld.
Not a lot of Simpsons, not a lot of Seinfeld.
Not a lot of TV of a certain
entire. Can you believe it? He's funny on his own.
Once you've seen about three Seinfelds, though, you get the like the things. There's like there's Newman, there's Kramer, there's the interactions, and then it's different iterations of basically that same vibe.
Yeah.
I love the giant category though that is interactions.
Yeah,
you
know, just stuff.
People talk, they move, the camera shows you things.
Listen, NBC, we've got a show for you, and it is full of what you're looking for: interactions.
People are going to. Interact.
Get this. We've got characters and more than one. And when we put them together, they interact.
They interact. We got a show for you.
I truly feel like...
It's sort of an immersive experience. Yeah. Like where the characters are immersed in each other.
And you watch it, and that way it's immersive for you. Because you're watching it, so you're there. I truly think that it is not... I mean, pitching shows is a ridiculous thing to begin with. But I'm almost certain that someone has been like... And the main thing about this show that you're going to love is the interaction. Yes. It's not about the setting, and it's not even so much about the general plot as much as it is about the interactions, which is to say that is every show that is like low stakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about the interactions.
Well, we're just going to leave this document behind and it just outlines some potential interactions.
This one's positive interaction.
Negative, neutral.
Scary.
Chaotic, good.
Chaotic, good. All the Dungeons & Dragons alignment interactions.
Well, y'all, I think we have time for one last song. And yeah, it could be Seinfeld or...
I have like a question for the group. What I know that like the Dungeons and Dragons like scale, you fit it into like a scenario, but do you think like genuinely like or generally and genuinely in your life, where do you guys all fall like day to day? I know it's kind of like broad.
Day by day.
Like, what do you see?
Are you talking about the what are you talking about? The chaotic.
Like chaotic yeah. Like if
so the two sliding scales are.
Good, lawful, bad, neutral.
Lawful to chaotic. And good to evil.
So I like this was from Dungeons & Dragons.
I don't think it's only Dungeons & Dragons, but when you make a character in Dungeons & Dragons, you sometimes choose an alignment. It's basically just meant to help people have a sort of like, as a quick way of generating like how your character would act. For an example, Robin Hood is
unlawful,
chaotic, good.
Okay.
Meaning he does not abide by laws, but he is doing what he morally thinks is right.
Yeah, there's like nine options because you have like
it's the grid,
lawfuls,
right?
The neutrals, and then or I guess the center is true neutral.
I think that almost everyone operating on the within civilized society is lawful, generally speaking, and like most of us don't go breaking a ton of laws.
Don't go breaking the laws. I'm definitely lawful good. I love rules.
Yeah, you're a real paladin.
I've been walking around the Silver Lake Reservoir, and there's a section that is a meadow, and it's no dogs allowed. And every time I walk by, there's a dog in there, and I'm like, this is just not right.
That dog's chaotic good.
It's not the dog's fault. There's a whole dog park that is like... for the dogs, and then there's a meadow area that's supposed to be a barefoot zone, so it says please no dogs allowed, and there's like native plants that they want to sustain, and literally every day I see a dog in
get
there.
Get your dogs out of there.
I'm just like, you can walk this whole thing with your dog. Like, why do you have to break this one simple rule for this tiny patch of grass?
Because you can't tell dogs where to go.
It's not the dogs.
Dogs
no, the people. It's the people. I've also seen that sign, and I did not bring Wally on the grass.
Thank you, Dana.
I walked him around, and then I brought him to the dog park.
Thank you, Dana.
Lawful
but dog. I will say, I live chaotic good all day. I definitely have. I throw bombs when appropriate. That's what Brett
that
says.
Evil?
What?
No, not like literal, but I feel like that I push
you
the
have
boundaries.
Some chaos.
So I bomb thrower.
Yeah.
You like you say I throw like Molotov cocktails at like certain things because I'm like. But I think it's within lawfulness that I see
unlawful things, and I feel like I have to respond with chaos.
For sure. Sometimes.
Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
the system's not working. You're going to work
the system broke your drumsticks.
The system. And I slapped
it. That's one of my favorite punk albums.
The cheat. The cheat. We installed this light switch. You could turn the lights on and off.
Not so you could throw light switch raves.
Well, this only fits for like this,
we all got
this
there.
Half of the.
There is a triangle of the room that understands this, and a straight line of the rest.
It's the triangle of the room that was obsessed with homesterrunner.com. Mm. Did I say was? He's obsessed with homesterrunner.com.
Right.
You tried to get me into that, and I could not.
Brett. It was of a time.
You played football. It's okay.
You played football.
Now I'm just
tagged. You were too busy having big, stretchy muscles.
Brett would have seen us in the hallway, be like, move. I got football.
I was the most like alt football player you've ever met.
I was going to say, the football kids in my school were not bullies. Like that sort of like hierarchy did not exist when I was in high school, at least in my high school. Like cheerleaders were not the top of the pyramid.
Same. I don't think I saw any overt bullying. I only saw like subterfuge bullying that's born out of like people's own just inability to make come to terms with their own emotions. You know, like I saw way more like you're a friend being mean to your friend because you don't know how to say like, I'm getting jealous that you're getting closer with Kat and I don't know how to like put this through my body. And so I'm going to be kind of mean to you versus like, you are a person I have no relationship to. I'm going to be mean to you out of nowhere. You know what I mean?
The like, biggest, it's all internal stuff. Like the biggest bully in my junior high, I won't name him, but he's turned into a wonderful man, was like a closeted gay man who didn't realize that that's what was going on in his life right now and was lashing out against everyone.
I mean, but I just don't remember like people being, you know, people were mean because they were like grappling and more often were mean to people who were actually their friend already.
Right.
Yeah. Versus like that kid way over there. Let me knock their lunch out of there.
I felt like the depiction of like quintessential high school, like we didn't have like strong cliques, like not like there weren't strong cliques and there weren't like, there were no like true bullies or like fights really. But I also think that it might've been like our class. Were you guys like class of 2005?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I have a theory that there's like,
how big was your school?
I think it was like I don't want to confuse it with, it had to be like 1600 kids.
Your high school.
Yeah. Cause my class was like 400.
My
kids.
Class was like 500. I will say we absolutely did have cliques, but I think it was so big that like, the biggest protection against bullying was this: there was too many people. Like the weirdos all found it. We all found each other. Yeah. Like we did not need to try to like be in groups that didn't want us or where we didn't fit.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. My fear, of course, is that like people are like, "You were my bully," and I'm like, "When? How?" Yeah.
I did it.
But truly, like the thing that you said before, the people that I quote unquote bullied were my friends.
Right, right. Like, I was accidentally mean to you because I was like, what do I do with this?
Look, all of my childhood is a blur. I do not remember. Like, it's possible that I am the villain in many people's stories, but I don't.
Definitely know that I am with people I'm like still friends with. They're like, but I was friends with them for years and years and years. And like back in fourth grade, that one time you did this. And I'm like, I don't know, man.
Listen, if the grade doesn't have the number 6 or higher above it, it was a baby. It was a baby human being.
I specifically recall someone in ninth grade telling me that they knew a guy who I went to fourth grade with and made it a point to let me know like, oh yeah, that guy hates you. And I'm like, cool. I have no idea why or from what.
Yeah, that's
found out 5 years later.
Children are so such undeveloped little squishes.
Okay, but you'll be the snake, and then the snake will be in the sky, and then the snake will be a balloon, and the snake will get up real high. But the snake didn't want my eggs, and it really broke my heart because I made those eggs. I did my part, and now I'm mad at you, but it won't come out in a normal way. In fact, I might just sit on this and stew for days and days. And then, like, in 4 weeks, I'm gonna say to two other friends that let's go to a movie, but let's not invite them. I have this stuff that I don't know what to do with. I have this stuff that I don't know what to do with. happen. I don't know what to do.
You accidentally knocked my lunch from my hand. Now it's on the ground, and I understand that you didn't mean to, but the chemicals are pounding, and I'm seeing red and wanna throw hands down. And now what do I do? I don't have the skills, the social skills, to keep this chill. I haven't had enough interactions with adults to not fly off of the handle. I have this stuff and I don't know what to do with. I have this stuff and I don't know what to do. So I might have it coming out and I threw it. I have this stuff and I don't know what to do. So I gave some of it to you. If you see me kicking a locker all alone, or climbing up a tree and just yelling, this is just me dealing with stuff. Is it working? There's no telling.
And if you see me ball up my fist because I had this jacket and now the zipper won't zip, and I'm like, fuck the stupid jacket, why won't it zip? I can't believe I broke another jacket. What is this shit? Oh, I have this stuff and I don't know what to do with. I have this stuff and I don't know what to do. I have this stuff and I came at you and I threw it. And I have this stuff and I don't know what to do.
So I gave some of it to you. I gave it to you.
I gave it to you.
The people out there who we may have
given some stuff to
as children.
Sorry about that.
That's not on you.
That's not on you. Sorry, we had some stuff that we didn't know what to do with, but I hope we all know a little bit more what to do with what we got as we grow up.
Sleepy babies, as we live, we learn, and we learn social mechanisms for learning to deal with the stuff we've got.
But I still get so freaking mad when a jacket breaks and I can't get the zipper up on the jacket, especially if it's getting kind of cold.
How have
we
not figured out zippers?
And it breaks, and I'm like, the more I try, the more they won't get, and then I get like really, really like.
Probably also got
hard A.
Or you're a stretchy football man. His name is Brett.
Bye.